Hey, how's it going, everybody? Kevin Reeves on a Wednesday. And I had an idea for this topic for a couple of days, but the mood wasn't there. The feng shui was not in the right place. Until now, until I'm sitting here working on a project, and it just hit me how I can really communicate this. So our topic today is reinventing the reel. Not reinventing the wheel, but reinventing the reel. As in reinventing your reality, changing things around you one thing at a time to make a concerted effort to move forward. And so let me show you something. So I'm editing this demo together. It's me and a guy who plays acoustic guitar. We went over and just recorded a bunch of tracks live to make a demo that we're going to send to this local restaurant. It's the, hey, we just want to introduce ourselves and let you know that we don't suck demo. Very simple. There's not a lot of production on this. There's nothing highly technical. Just a demo so that people can hear it. We would like to just rattle their tympanic with just a couple of songs so they can hear what we're doing. I wanted to end the demo with our cover of Beatles Something. And we knew exactly where we wanted to end it. We talked about how we wanted to do that. And I completely missed the cue. I screwed up. It was completely wrong. Let me play you this real quick so you can get an example of where we are. Oh, fuck. I got enough of it. So you can see that I stopped because I just was playing absolutely the wrong note. Well, so in most cases, we could say, well, the vision is screwed. We have to just fade this out. We can't really make this look like an ending or do something. We can't do what we intended on. Well, I have something here that I didn't realize until I started working on this. I have this very long guitar note. And if I were to cut everything after this guitar note, nobody would even know that anything else had been played there. So let me go to my marker. And let me delete what's here. And let me back up. And do a quick fade right here. Let me select this, do a quick fade.
Window open.
And now let me back this up. So you guys already know there's more notes there, because you heard what was there. But the person I'm giving this to has no idea. It just sounds like I stopped playing and let his guitar ring out. So in a sense, I have completely kind of changed reality for this person so that they think that what I did was completely intentional. I had a specific reality on this recording, which was, I screwed up. There's nothing I can do with this to fix it. But then as I looked through the timeline here, I noticed I had certain things that I could change about this to make it completely workable. And it's not the greatest thing in the world, but I'm not going for a commercial master release. There's a time in life where you know you're not going for absolute perfection. You go for what's going to get me the gig and what's going to get me some cash flow coming in where I can entertain a crowd. And that's what this is. There's nothing big to this. So in a sense, I've reinvented the reel. I have reinvented my reality of what this recording was. And that's kind of the issue of the day right here, which is how can we take what's in our daily reality in a sense of like, things that really suck, things that aren't right about where we are, and kind of change things like one little thing at a time so that after a while, these bad negative things begin to eliminate themselves, one little thing at a time. And it's a task for all of us because I have a ton of things that I have huge time management and hyper-focus problems.